Text numéro 58. More sleep for teens. The sky is pitch black at a school bus stop in Olney, Maryland, but it might as well be midnight for 15-year-old Joe Palmer. His eyes are open, but his brain feels stalled. He wishes he was still in bed. It is 6:30 a.m., with sunrise still an hour away. "I'm pretty much a zombie," he says as his bus pulls up. He drags himself aboard, bound for Sherwood High School. The teen's lament is familiar across Montgomery County, where the opening bell of high school rings at 7:25. But such travails have taken on more urgency in recent weeks, propelling a burgeoning effort to change the hours of the high school day. The goal, a start time of 8:15 or later. The ideas at the heart of an online petition, started by a parent, that has garnered thousands of signatures since October the 15th and is firing up debate on community and school email discussion groups. Students have signed on too. "Either this or less homework, please," wrote a teen. Supporters say a growing body of sleep research shows that teens are biologically wired for later bedtimes and later wake-ups. And studies show that lack of sleep is linked to lower academic performance, absenteeism, and an increased risk of depression and car crashes. Other students nap after school. They ask parents for rides rather than take the bus, so they can sleep in as long as possible. One teen says being tired is one of the most discussed topics of every school day. In Montgomery, the recent effort was started by Mandy Mader, a mother of two and a psychotherapist who found that a lack of sleep exacerbated the problems of her adolescent patients. Soon, she and others formed a Montgomery chapter of the national group Start School Later. The group is pressing the issue as a public health concern, comparable to seatbelt use or secondhand smoke, and is seeking change through federal legislation or regulations. The petition is to be presented to the school board this month. But not everyone is persuaded of the need. Some suggest that tired teens should just get to bed earlier and stop their late-night texting and messaging on Facebook and Twitter. However, experts say an hour of sleep a night does make a difference. For Joe Palmer, school day wake-up starts at 5:30 a.m. in his Olney home. Often, his mother wakes him and makes him sit up, only to return and find him sleeping with no memory that she ever came into his room. His twin sister, Fiona, carries a favourite pillow onto her bus so she can grab 40 minutes of slumber en route to Gaithersburg High School. For Joe, the bottom line is simple. I need more sleep. Adapted from the Washington Post, November 2012.